Bless him, Lord.
Good to be back at Alvin's Chapel. I've looked forward to this revival. I've looked forward to working for the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Because I want to go to heaven one day after a while.
Yep.
And I'm sorry I didn't bring a revival with me.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
I did.
Come on.
Heaven tonight, Lord.
I brought Jesus with me.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, let me tell you something. If there is just one more here that knows Jesus, my Father's saying, for two or three are gathered together, he said, I will be in the midst. I'm going to be there. Hey, we're going to have revival.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People can be saved. People can be revived. And I'm happy.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm happy in the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Desire you pray for us?
Lord, help
us. I want to just do one thing.
Bless him, Lord.
If the Lord is pleased with me, everything will be all right.
Yep.
Bless him, Lord.
If the Lord is pleased with you, everything will be all right.
Right, brother.
So, I reckon I know where we're going. I don't know.
Bless you, Lord.
But anyway, we'll find our reading.
Bless you, Lord.
And you bear with us. It's always good to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't you glad you're saved?
Yep.
Amen.
That makes a whole bunch of us.
Yeah.
Not just two or three, but that makes a whole bunch of us.
Yep.
And we go to heaven.
That's right.
Amen. But you know what? You can't answer the call when the chilly fingers of death comes up on this boy. You can't answer that call for me.
Right.
I can't answer the call for you.
Right.
Bless Ain't you glad Jesus made salvation for the individual?
Amen.
I don't know what you stand in need of, but the Lord does. And
yeah.
You.
Come on, brother.
In the book of Joel.
Bless him, Lord.
Third chapter, 13th verse. And he said, pour ye in the sickle.
Yeah.
For the harvest is ripe.
Come on, brother.
Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fat is overflowed, for their wickedness is great. Multitude in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is nigh in the valley of decision.
Amen.
The sun and the moon shall be darkened.
Bless him, Lord.
And the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord... Now get this. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that one time that I was lost and in the clutches of sin and going down the Broadway Road. And I had a good family, and I was loved by my family. And they would have done anything in their power that they could do. But I was still an orphan boy.
Bless him, Lord.
I had a good mom and dad, brothers and sisters, but I was an orphan boy.
Bless him, Lord.
Without hope. I knew that I was going to die. But I was lost. And I knew that hell waited my coming.
Yeah. Come on, home, brother.
I tell you, one time, whenever I, the Lord began to deal with me, I in the valley of decision, I come to a place that I had to make a decision. I not for my family. But I had to make a decision. I for myself. I listen tonight. I in the valley of decision. I because of my wickedness. I brother was great. It was multitude. Multitude. I in the valley of decision. I made a decision one night. I on an old a bench. I listened on the ground. I buried my face. I cried out. I to one that was able to help me. He said, I will forgive you of none of your sin and all of your iniquity. Even though it was great. He said, I will forgive you and I will never remember it of you no more. Brother, listen. There's not enough of devils in hell to bring me up in front of God. I lost and undone. If I hold up my hope and that in Christ. Brother, listen. If there's hope.
You preach it, brother.
I'd like to use the hope to bear the burden of my message tonight. And brother, listen, I still got hope in the Lord and who I pray to. He ain't changed. Brother, listen, salvation is still a personal thing.
Amen.
And I'm glad.
Amen.
That's what said in the book.
Yep.
Let's go a little further.
Bless it, Lord.
Come on.
Oh, we're gonna. I remember hope. Now you keep this in a valley of decision. How one day, whenever you, how maybe you're here tonight, and how you, there's a great decision how that you will have to make. How maybe you're lost and undone out in the clutches of sin and the Lord is dealing with your heart. Then you have to make a decision.
Amen.
That decision is important.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Listen, I like this. The Bible said, 1 Peter, 1st chapter, 3rd verse, blessed be the God, I and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which according to his abundantly mercy, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Brother, listen, it took Jesus to come all the way from heaven. I listened to fulfill what the man rode back yonder and when he said I pull you in the sickle. I listen, the harvest is ripe. They was gathering harvest one night when I repented of my sin. They was gathering the harvest and whenever they thirsty the sickle of the word of God it cut me to the heart. Brother, it convicted me of my sin and I had to make a decision. Whenever I made a decision, it become a lively hope.
Amen.
And a blessed hope. Amen. The hope, Brother Tom, that you had a long time ago. I made preparation to meet Jesus. I heard, I prayed for you. I believe you're in the hospital. Listen, and maybe the only hope you had I was from a far country. It was a lively hope that he was still there with you.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Yep.
Man, ain't you glad for that hope?
Bless him,
amen.
Lord.
Oh man, we come close to the point of death.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
We come over close out to making the crossing, out in the holding on, out to the hope, a lively, a blessed hope, there is, in Christ Jesus. The devil will cause you to doubt. I hold on to the lively hope. I listen, the Bible said, let's go. I just read this a little bit more. I'm glad for this hope that I have.
Yeah. Amen.
Mine, it didn't take just the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
How did I get this one? Mm. How did I get this one?
Amen.
We was begotten again through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. I said I was an orphan boy. I was lost. I without a home, a heavenly home to go to. But now, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, I was suffering together with him, suffering of this present time, is not even worthy to be compared with the glory that waits our coming, brother. Listen, I'm not, I didn't get saved to fear the bondage of sin again, I'm not under the bondage of sin, but I was delivered whenever I become a joint heir to the man that took his flight.
That's right, brother.
And he's coming again.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm sure probably time has gone on. From the time, first time that I walked through them doors, a lot of years have gone on. I'm 2/3 away home. I don't even want to have a thought. I turn him back. There's nothing back there. But trouble. Heartaches. Disappointments. The devil. He was a fallen angel. From the portals of glory. And he was cast out. And he'd been reserved. To go to the devil's hell. And he's taking everybody that will hear him. I go with him.
Amen.
Listen. The valley of decision. You make the right decision.
That's right,
brother. And it's a blessed hope.
Yep.
Man, I tell you what, it wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I wouldn't take nothing for the hope. If somebody shoots me tonight, brother, listen, I've been threatened. If somebody shoots me tonight, goodbye the world and hello the world.
Amen.
I've got that hope.
Yeah.
I've got that.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, the beggar. He was hungry.
Preaching, brother.
He's felt all alone, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But I believe the man had a lively hope. In Christ Jesus, because the Bible said that one day he died.
Amen.
Come on.
And he died. And the angel of the Lord, they know where he was at.
Amen.
He was not left all alone.
That's right.
And he carried him to the paradise of God.
Yep.
Listen. And they wait my coming.
Amen.
This is a personal thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have the lively hope tonight, if you ain't steadfast and settled in the hope of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, brother, listen, tonight he will give you a good hope of eternal life if you will surrender you unto him. Listen, I could walk to Nashville for you. Wouldn't help you a bit. I could pray all night for you. Wouldn't help you a bit.
Blessed Lord.
You got to make that decision yourself.
Amen.
Just as sure as the shore stands, Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming.
Lord bless.
And who will go out to meet him?
Amen.
Them that are packed up, living, leaning on the blessed hope.
Amen.
Of eternal life.
Right, brother.
Listen.
Thank you, Lord.
I enjoy living here. I enjoy all my friends and neighbors. But one day, by the time we're going to be gone, one day, Brother Wheeler Phillips, I don't know if any of you know him, he had a blessed hope. And I hear him saying and testifying in church. He was a deacon here for years. He said, in a few days, I'll be gone. He was looking for a home, a city whose builder and founder was God, who was able to keep him through his hope.
Amen.
And the man come and sat on the altar, Brother Clark Taylor. I was a young preacher scared to death.
Bless him, Lord.
I mean, I didn't stay on the floor 5 minutes.
Bless him, Lord.
They encouraged me, Brother Claire Taylor. He said, Brother, don't let me bother you. He said, the reason I sit on the altar, I just want to hear the word of God. He couldn't hear. And that helped me. I didn't know what he was doing there. I guess I was afraid to come down. But he said, don't let me bother you. You just preach the word. I just want to hear. So, tonight we still have that blessed hope.
Amen.
You got that blessed hope tonight?
Lively hope, sir.
Man, a lively hope. Undefiled. And ready to meet Jesus.
Amen.
You believe I preach you the truth tonight?
Yes, sir.
If you got a hope, and it's settled in heaven,
right,
in a valley of decision, you've got to make a decision. I can't make it for you. I can tell you about that far away heavenly city. I can just read it to you. You can read it. I can preach about it.
Bless you.
I can't bring a revival, but I can bring you good news from a far city.
Amen.
There's power in the blood.
Yeah.
There's power in prayer. There's power in Jesus.
Amen.
There's power in Jesus.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen.
And he's able to keep me.
Amen.
He's able to keep you.
That's right.
Amen. He's able to direct your steps.
Amen.
Amen.
Just lean on him.
Bless you, Lord.
Let's stand. If you're here tonight, you're lost. Whatever's in the way, you're losing that hope, that blessed hope, that lively hope. Listen, it's like the living water that Jesus put in you, that's springing up into eternal life. Brother, listen, it's still there, bubbling up. But if that lively hope is gone, you're lost in the clutches of sin, and you don't have that hope tonight. I recommend you to come to Jesus tonight. He's standing with outstretched arms. As we sing,
Lord Jesus,
would you come?
Have no mercy.
Go ahead.
Lord bless.
161.
I just want to tell you about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Jesus is tenderly calling.
He's calling for you tonight. Calling for you tonight. Will you make the right decision tonight? Put your trust in Jesus. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. How about it tonight? You believe I preach you the truth?
Huh?
If you do, I'd like to fellowship with you. I sure would. You know, I love the Christian.